If you're pie obsessed, you've heard of Pie Town, a somewhat isolated community off Highway 60 in western New Mexico. This tiny town has two cafes with pie in their names and a history connected to the New Deal Farm Security Administration. Photographer-producer Arthur Drucker found Pie Town in a file cabinet of old archived photos. He fell hard. Hi, Arthur.
How are you, Evan?
I'm so fascinated by how you became introduced to Pie Town, because obviously for those of us that are just pie obsessed, it's pretty easy to learn about Pie Town, because if you Google the word pie, eventually you get to Pie Town. But how did you come upon Pie Town?
I came upon Pie Town as a result of working on the movie Seabiscuit. If listeners have seen the movie, they'll recall that there were these black and white documentary type sections within the movie. And I was one of the co-producers of those segments. And in the course of doing my photo research for those segments, I came across not only FSA photographs, which I had already been familiar with, but I also came across Russell Lee's color photographs of Pie Town. Now, Russell Lee was one of the photographers working for the FSA, the Farm Security Administration. And he visited Pie Town in 1940, and he made photographs for the FSA, which were mostly in black and white. But he had some color film with him, and color film in 1940 was, professional color film was only about 3 years old. So what really struck me were these color photographs of homesteaders in Pie Town living like 19th century pioneers, living in cabins that they built with no electricity or running water. And there was some sort of, for lack of a better phrase, visual dissonance about that that really stayed with me. And because I had already been interested in FSA photography, I had sworn to myself prior to that that one day I wanted to visit a place that an FSA photographer had been to and see what it was like now. So because I was so enamored with Russell Lee's photographs, especially his color photographs of Pie Town, that was the place. And that's what got me to Pie Town.
Remind us of what the FSA was and why they were sending photographers out.
The FSA, again, is the Farm Security Administration, and that was part of FDR's New Deal program. The FSA was formed initially to help poor farmers, but it sort of took on additional responsibilities, one of which was this photography unit that was formed by a gentleman named Roy Stryker. And Roy Stryker formed a photography unit that included well-known photographers like Dorothea Lange and Walker Evans, and they fanned out across the country. And quite honestly, part of their mission was a bit propagandistic because they wanted to document conditions to help FDR get his New Deal programs through Congress. But in addition to that, and I think the reason why the FSA photographs resonate so deeply now is they've become iconic images of what America was like during the Great Depression. And I think when a lot of people visualize the Great Depression, what they're really seeing in their mind are these wonderful photographs taken by FSA photographers, including Russell Lee.
Okay, so let's talk about Pie Town now. When you decided that you were going to do this project, Pie Town Revisited, It's 70 years later, and I would imagine you needed to have sort of a co-producer, somebody on the ground that acted kind of as a fixer for you.
Yes, great. Well put. And when I did my research about Pie Town, I Googled Pie Town, and one of the first things that came up in the search was the Pioneer Cafe, Pioneer Cafe. So I thought, the name alone right off the bat, I said, oh, this is going to be good. So I called the Pioneer Cafe, and this lovely woman answered the phone, Kathy Knapp. She said to me, we have photographers who come through here once in a while, and they mention or they're familiar with Russell Lee, but none of them has proposed to do what you're proposing to do, which in essence was something in depth about what the town is like now and interview people. And if there are people who have relatives who knew Russell Lee or were photographed by Russell Lee, I would love to meet them and photograph them, et cetera. So Kathy and I bonded instantly. And it being such a small town, after a while, I felt I pretty much had met everybody and photographed most of them.
And how many people live there?
The core population is about 70 people. There's a post office that serves a wider area that includes about 125 people total.
Wow. Are the two pie cafes the big draw to Pie Town?
Yes, I would say so, because US 60, it's a pretty well-traveled route. There's a very famous art installation about 20 or so miles west of Pie Town called The Lightning Field, which was created by this artist, Walter DeMara. And so a lot of art tourists will drive through Pie Town, and typically they'll stop for pie. And also, Kathy's Cafe, the Pioneer Cafe, it's been written up in a lot of guidebooks to New Mexico. She's been featured on CBS Sunday Morning. So even though the cafe is in the middle of nowhere, the cafe's reputation is known far and wide.
There is another cafe there with pie in the name.
Mm-hmm, the Good Pie.
Yes. The Good Pie. So tell us who runs that place.
That place, up until recently, was run by a gentleman named Michael Rawl, and he takes credit for inventing New Mexico apple pie. And for your listeners who are unfamiliar with that, it is a Southwest variation on the American classic. It's envision apple pie that also includes green chili and pinion nuts, pine nuts. And it's quite tasty.
It sounds wonderful.
And the crust on top has the Zia symbol, if you're familiar with the New Mexico flag. It's a circle with these stripes going in each of the cardinal directions. And Michael likes to put the Zia in crust on top of the typical crust.
Tell me what a couple of your favorite pies that Kathy makes at the Pioneer Cafe are.
At the Pioneer Cafe, they have something, they have an expression, a piegasm. And this is when people eat the pie and the look on their faces takes on this erotic, ecstatic feeling that is just beyond words. And this red chili chocolate chess, it's just beyond words, because you get the creaminess of the chocolate and the butter or whatever else is going on in there. And then the chili, it's just enough, it's like a hint, it's like a whiff of the chili. It's not going to blow the roof off, you know what I mean? It's just subtle. And then she has some almonds on top just to give you some crunchy texture. And again, not a lot, just enough. And you put all that in your mouth, and it is a piegasm.
Thank you so much, Arthur.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Arthur Drucker. His book is Pie Town Revisited.